Texas State Senate Advances Bill Defending Minors from Sex Changes. By Spencer Lindquist on March 31, 2023. The Texas State Senate advanced legislation that would defend children from medical interventions that seek to change their sex. The legislation, Senate Bill 14, would prevent minors from undergoing transgender medical interventions, including the administration of puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones as well as sex change operations. Senator Donna Campbell, a Republican from New Braunfels who works as an emergency room physician and authored the legislation, pointed out that medical interventions that seek to change patients' sexes are profitable for providers. There is money that's made off of the exploitation of vulnerable children with a mental illness, Campbell remarked, going on to refer to gender dysphoria as a temporary mental delusion. In a statement to Breitbart News, Director of Policy for Texas Values Action Jonathan Covey celebrated the advancement of the bill, remarking, "We are excited to see SB 14 pass a third reading in the Texas Senate. Protecting children from harmful gender treatments is a legislative priority, and we look forward to seeing this vigorous momentum continue in the House." Meanwhile, other states have taken legislative action to defend children from transgender medical interventions and ideology. In Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee recently signed legislation banning the use of sex change operations, cross-sex hormone treatment, and puberty blockers on minors. He also signed legislation banning drag performances on public property and in the presence of children. Wyoming recently banned men from women's sports. In Idaho, Governor Little signed legislation barring men from using women's restrooms at schools. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey issued an emergency regulation on medical interventions, including puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and sex change operations, that seek to change a patient's sex. He also established a hotline where members of the public can report the use of so-called gender-affirming care on minors. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.